We're holding the Gemara Daf Zayin Amid Beis on the top. Zog the Gemara. Omer Rabbi Yochanan Mivshum Rav Shimon Ben Yochai. Miyoyim Shebar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ezo Olam. From the time that the Eibishter created the world, Loi Hoyo Odom Shekor HaKadosh Baruch Hu Odoin, Ad Shebar Avram V'Kore Odoin. Avram Avinu was the first one that called the Eibishter Odoin. This week's Parsha. Shenemar. Vayoymer, like we always say in Daf Yomi, whenever you come across something, that it's, oh, this week's parsha. Oh, the mayor should be advised to say, good to Simon. This week's parsha. Omed Yomi, Mamash. Vayoymer, Hashem Elokim, it's Loshen Adnus over here, it says, written in the Torah. Like Adoin. Vamoeida ki Arisheno, this is by the priest Ben Absorim. How will I know that I will have, what? Right, that the Yashna itself. Oh, so state over here, Vamoeida. And it says Loshen of Odin. Omer Rav, Av Daniel lo nene ela b'shvil Avram. Even Daniel was only answered in his tefillah that Eibusha rebuilt the Beis Hamikdash because of Avram Avinu. Shenemar, Va'ato shma elokeinu el tefillas avdecha vel tachnunov v'heo ponecho al mikdoshcho ha'shomeim leman. And it says Adnus, leman Hashem. But it says in Loshen Adnus, Adoy. Now he should have said leman chomi boilei. He's talking to the Eibusha. Va'ato shma elokeinu. So it should be Laman Hashem, he should build the Beis HaMikdash. El Laman Avram Shekoracha Odoin, because of the Schus of Avram Avinu. Like Morgan Avram, we start Shemun Esrei. Laman Avram Shekoracha Odoin, and that's where we say Laman Adnus. Now, there's a famous story that's brought down that someone once came to the Goyin for a Haskoma on the Sefer. And the Goyin looked at the Sefer, and he saw the first word in the Sefer, and he said it was, could tie the whole sefer just for this vart. What was the vart? The person said, "Could you do it whenever a person's mechaber a sefer? So you're supposed to be meram is your name, the beginning of the sefer." So he said, "Why does davening start with Adoyin Olam Hashem Malach? What's up is there tefillah? Matovi we know it's tefillah's bilam, but what is Adoyin Olam? The first thing we say, why Adoyin Olam? Even Shmoneh Esrei we start Adoy Shem Svosai Tiftoch. Again we start Loshen of Adoyin." She says, because the Meram is that Avram Avinu was Misakin Shachris. So that the Mechaber of Shachris state Adoin Olam is the first thing you mention. The Goyin saw this word, and he said, the ganze sefer is kedai for this word. So he asked the Biskrov once, we saw in this pulse, Shein a beautiful vertel, no question. Shein a shalshudas there, no question. But that's Mamish, the Goyin was in this pulse. So he said, the Biskrov was the Goyin was in this pulse from the Amitis of the word. This is the Emes of word he held. And this is the Pshat why we start with Adoin Olam. Tosef has a question. First, he has a question about Ksiv Baruch Hashem. Over there, he mentioned Hashem earlier by Hashem. By Yeshlem, doesn't mean El Baalav Dalu. We're looking for Loshon of Adnus. Fact is, Akashim in Toima, Amaylo Maisi Ko Hashem Elokim Matitenli. It's written earlier. Matitenli Hail Chagiri. This wasn't a Bris Ben Absorim. This is an earlier pasuk. So why do we wait for this other pasuk of Bris Ben Absorim? By Yeshlem, as Oktay is a big Yisoid. And this is the gave for Kol HaTorah Kula. Sha'parshis le'nel mukha seide ve'en mukta v'mu'ucha v'teirah des no mukta v'mu'ucha. V'zeh ha'apostol, the Ben Absorim, hoya koin l'chein. The Bris Ben Absorim was earlier taka. The Netziv in Rami Soda, he says, I think it's Rami Soda, the Netziv, he says that the Pasuk of Bris Absorim is more of a, symbolizes more of a Yisoid of Adnas that Avram Kore Odoin. Because Bris Absorim, that the Eibush is going to be with Klal Yisrael through every hardship, through all the Gozen, that is the Yisoid of the Adnas that we're bringing right from. Tosa, the end says, Umizem Yashiv Rashbam, in one place it says, Laila Dixiv Esfar Kachovim. It was nighttime. Vilbosa Horixiv, Vayi Hashemesh Lovoi, Mashmashu Yoim. So it's a stira. It can't be the same time these two psukim because one pasuk says Yom, one says Laila. Elavad Shmamno, the shnei parshas same. I saw brought down that some ask on the stasis, the Eibusher took, Chazal say the Eibusher took Avraham Avinu l'mayla min ha'kechovim. So it's not a ra'ayil. Oil could have been Yom time. And the reason why it says kechovim is because he took him l'mayla min ha'kechovim. Makoponim, ein mukdem ucha b'teira, we bring this first pasuk. Zok di gemara. Another memory. How do we know that we don't appease a person while he's angry? We had the exact same Gemara in Amud Aleph. What's the difference? Why is it repeated twice? The Tzlach, the Rebuda, the Tzlach says that if you look in Amud Aleph, it says, Omar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yosi. Over here it says, Omar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Ben Yochai. exact same memra, but different man romim. So we see over here that he taka heard it from both. So it's two different memras. He heard it from two, so maybe it's two different gemaras. Zok ma ba ma biyechna mishum b'shem ein yichoy noch a memra. Yom shebara kodesh baruch zelomoi. Lahiyo adam shehoyd ala kodesh baruch at shebos aleya. There was no person that was married to the Eibishter that gave thanksgiving to the Eibishter until Leah came along. Shenema hapam oides Hashem. Like Rashi explains, Rashi Chumash, Rashi Meir, because she saw Beruch HaKodesh that Yaakov is going to be married Yud Beishvatim. Once there were four Noshim and she had a fourth child, Yehuda, so she's Moida al Chelko Sha'ola Yoyisim Cheshmin Amagiela. That's the unique aspect of the Hidah. Because really, they all ask, the Maral, they all ask this question. The Ramban has a question. What do you mean? She wasn't the first one to be married to the Eibishter. I mean, the etzim fact that there were karbonos, Kain and Hevel brought karbonos. The yisoid of a karbon is a hidah. What is a karbon if not a hidah? So she's the first one to be moida. So one of the truths is that there was a special hidah of Yosef Michelkel. Not just a hidah, hidah of Yosef Michelkel. Other teretzes is because they brought a karbon, which is a hidah taka. But that's a one-time thing. Here the hidah was that it's a constant. Every time I call him Yehuda, that's a constant hidah. That type of hidah, she was taka the first one, she was mechadesh that. Zog the Gemara, Reuven. Now the Gemara dashes the tikkun, so to speak, on the names. Reuven, Omer Rabbi Loza, Omer Leo, Reuma Bein Bni, Leven Chami. Bni meaning, look at the difference between my son Reuven and Ben Chami. Chami is Yitzchak. Ben of Chami is Esav. Look at my brother-in-law, so to speak, and the difference between my son. The Ilu Ben Chami, Afkav the Midaita Zavne LeBchirusa. Even though he sold the Bechoyra Midaitai. He wasn't forced. He went on himself. He sold, Esav sold it to Yaakov Tchsiv. Vayimkez Bechoros Eli Yaakov. Chozum Aksibay. And what does it say after that? Vayistom Esav as Yaakov. He hated him with a deep hatred. Uksiv. Vayoymer. Hachi Koroshmo Yaakov. Vayakveni Zepamoyim. Not just he hated him. He called him Yaakov because Yaakveni Zepamoyim. He says that's what he was called that way. Vayilu Bni. Vashenken Ruven. Avagav Dal Koche Shakla Yosef Lebchus Aminei. He didn't give it. He didn't sell it to him on his free will. It was taken away from him. Dichsiv ubechaloloi Yitzui Aviv. It was because of the story with Yitzui Aviv that it was taken away. So nitna bechorosai levni Yosef, nitna notna bechorosai levni Yosef to the children of Yosef. Afilu hachi lo yakanebe. He wasn't even jealous of him. Why? The raya dichsiv. It says afterwards. This mice of Yosef in the bar was after this mice of Yitzui Aviv. So even though it was taken away al-Korcha, still he went and he went to save him. So we see clearly the difference between Bni and Ben Chami. Zok the Gemara, Rus, Zok the Gemara. Why is it called Rus? My Rus, Om Rabbi Yoichanon. She zoch so v'yotzim imenu David. David came out of her. She yu ala kadosh bochum v'shirus v'shibochus. He prays Hashem v'shirus v'shibochus. Zok the Gemara, Menolon, Shmo Gorim. From where do we see that the name is the cause and effect of something that actually takes place? Chus is because of what? David HaMelech came out, she was some say her name should have been Shiroi Bezoi. Look upon him, that's how we learn up that it's Chus. So what's the, how do we know Shema is Gorim? Omer Abeliezer, Dom HaKro, L'chu Chazu Mifalos Hashem, Asher Shom Shamois Boretz. Over there, Shamois is the lotion of being barren. Altikri Shamois Ela Shemois. So that's in Makor, Tak, when you name it, the Medish brings this also, the Medish Impatious, that why is it called Peleg? Shebedoira Niflo. So we see it was called already Peleg before the Maisa took place, over here also. So we see that a name has an essence, an effect, a Metzias. It creates a Metzias. So when a person names a child, a baby, it's not stami naming a baby. It's not a reason why you have in mind that Godel or that Zayda or that Tchuna of that Zayda in order that it should be have an effect on Metzias and the Tchuna should take place and have an effect on this newborn. Tarbuz Ra means a child that's a rebellious child is worse. Even worse than Mechemes Goy Gomogoy. Why? Shenemar, because it says by David HaMelech, who had Avshalom, which was a Tarbuz Ra. Shenemar, it says, Mizmor le David, the Baruch of Avshalom Benoi, Uksib Basrei. Hashem Marabu Tzorai, Rabim Komalai. So he called it Rabbis of Tzoris and Rabim Komalai. Vilga Mechemes Gogamogiksiv, Lomo Rikshu Goyim Ulumim Yagu Rik, Vilma Robet Tzorai Loksiv. It doesn't say Marabu Tzorai. So we see the Tzorah of a rebellious son, of a wayward son, of a Ben Tzorah, or of a Tabuz Ra, is worse than what the Mechemes Gogamogik. Zogdimor Mizma Ledovid, Babok Minav Shalom Benoi. Mizma Ledovid. Why is that a Mizmer? It's a terrible Tzorah. What's this comparable to? If someone has a shtar choiv, he owes someone money, he has a bill. So before you pay the bill, you're very, very fatzart, you're etzev, you're very sad, you're very nervous, you're tense, you're etzev, you're sad. After you paid it, sameach, a person goes to the grocery and pays his bill, very happy. What is he happy? He didn't make money. He's happy that he took care of his bill. So afkein, David came and shomer leKodesh Baruch Hu. When Abish said, "He didn't make Malecha Rami Beisechol, I'm going to have come out of your house. Your offspring is going to be raw." So he didn't know what it was. Hoya Eitzev. It's like a bill that you didn't pay yet. You don't know what it's going to be. What's in store? Oma Hashem Eved Mamzehu. Maybe my child will be an Eved Mamzeh. And he won't have Rachmonis on me like Avshalom did. So Melataka, he was Eitzev. The Lechayis Alai. He's not going to be Mechayis and Rachmonis on me. Kevin the Chosid Avshalom. Once he saw his Avshalom, Nishken Evan, Nishken Mamza, Sameach, he was happy. Shemochi Yom Mizmar. So even though it was a bigger tzorah than Mechemes Gogamogai, when he looked at the positive of every situation and he said Mizmar, that's Taka the Chiddush. Zogma Avam Rabbi Yechon Mishum Mishum Menichoy. Mutal is Garz B'Rishoyim B'Elam Hazeh. You're allowed to start up with the Rishoyim. You're allowed to be Mizgarah with them. Start up with them. Point out their faults. Talk against them. Be a Kanoi against them. Shenema, because it says, Oizvi, I'm sure you know this pasuk by heart, Moshe. Oizvi Torah yahalu rosha, v'shoyim rei Torah yizgaru bom. So it's you're allowed to be mizgaru v'shoyim. Tani nami hochi, we learn similarly in the Brayis. It says Reb Distoy b'Reb Moshe Noimel, mutl izgaru v'shoyim b'olam hazeh. You're allowed to be mizgaru. Don't say it's a mitzvah, but a kopon it says mutl. Shenemar oizvi Torah yahalu rosha. Zogdim orvim lashachodim loimel. How could you say that it's you're allowed to be mizgar b'shoyim? Voksiv says a different pasuk in Tehillim. Al tisache b'mreim, al tekane b'oyse avlo. It says clearly not to be mekane b'oyse avlo. Don't start up with them. He tell me it's muta. Zok the Gemara, emaloi. If someone asks you this question, this stira, so tell him misha libo noikvoy oy mekain. Meaning someone who's libo noikvoy, someone who has a drashi hayorem aver shabiyodoy. Like by Melchemes Mitz, so we're also, if you're Yoreb Aver Shabiyodai, then Ein Chinami, you should not start up as a Shoim. So we can't so be so assured of ourselves to be start up as a Shoim because everyone has to be Yoreb Aver Shabiyodai. Elo, Al Techschar Bemereim, Lios Kimereim. Al Techkanabo Yse Avlo, Lios Koyse Avlo. So how do you learn this Pasuk Goybezoi? Al Techkanah. So the Gemara is saying that maybe there's a new Taich. It's a new touch in the Gemara, and the Gemara is saying, "Al tischar b'mreim liyos k'mreim." Meaning, don't fight, don't go against them to be like them. Al tekane, don't be mekane them to be like them. Liyos k'mreis avla. But oimer, like it says, "Al tekane libcha b'chatoyim kim b'yiras Hashem kol hayoyim." What you should strive is not to be like the Shoyim, but for yiras Hashem. If you see a Rosha that things are going good for him, then don't start up with him. A person is Zoyche Bedin, and furthermore, he sees his tzorah being answered. So he sees his enemies falling. So here we see clearly a stira. Here it says that not to be mekane them, and here it says all these things are going good for you. So Gemara depends when are you mekane, when you're not mekane. Zok the Gemara loy kasha ho b'mili didei ho b'mili d'shma. It depends if it's mili didei, if it's a personal fight. You miskana with him on the stock market, mili d'alma. Then of course not. Don't start up with him. Don't have an argument with him about current events. Don't fight with him about politics. Not going to end up good. Or be mili d'shmaya. That's something else. Mili d'shmaya. Kovet atayir. Kovet shmayim. Then you should be miskana. That's one teretz. V'ibo yisei matzveite teretz, hova hova mili d'shmaya. Ivi mili d'shmaya, don't always start off with him. V'loi kasha, hova rosh asom es chekes loi. If things are going good for the Rosha, he's being successful, he's successful Rosha, then it's not a time to start up. The Eibusha is giving him schar vices in this world to in order to pay him in the next world for his averes. Is not so much liach. Then you can be more confident to start up with him. Another teretz is hover hover Rosha some mischekes loy. Both of them are talking about Rosha mischekes loy, and still you can start up with him. Kasha, it depends. Hobbit tzadik gomer, hobbit tzadik shein a gomer. Your mamish have to be a tzadik gomer b'shosha some mischekes loy in order to start up with him. My Zayda has a vort in the Meskel Yez, and he says that we find by Yaakov Avinu, it says, by Yishlach Elov Malochim, he sent Malochim to Esav, so he considered himself a tzaddik she'ein a gomer. Why? Because, like Chazal say, that the Malochim, Malochi Eretz Yisrael will malave him too. If Malochi Eretz Yisrael malave him, by tzaddik gomer, it says, Hashem Shem Recho. You don't need a malach. So he considered himself b'derech hanevusoi. He gave himself a tzadik she'ein gomer, and Esav was a rosh hashasom meshacheches loy, because it says clearly that what that Arz Haseir, he was machiv, he was yerush Arz Haseir. The posuk says so clearly. Arz Haseir vayishlach Yaakov Malachim Arz Haseir. So Mele shalach lefonov, he was shalach lefonov b'achno, because it was he felt it was a rosh hashasom meshacheches loy, and he felt malachim. Even I told him in Malachim, so it's a tzadik she'ein gomer. So k'mo adom ravuna ma'idich siv, lom otavit boigdim tachish kabola rosha tzadik mimenu. It says kabola rosha tzadik mimenu, that it seems like a rosha is overcomes a tzadik. V'chi rosha belei a tzadik. V'oksim, it says different pasuk. Hashem lo yazvenu biyodoi. Hashem doesn't leave a tzadik to be devoured by a rosha. V'oksim lo yudel tzadik kolovin. It says clearly lo yudel tzadik kolovin. He's not going to be harmed. Elo depends. Tzadik mimenu boileya. Tzadik gomer ain't a boileya. A halbe tzadik, some of that's not a tzadik gomer, then he's taka boileya. Tzadik gomer is not boileya. Ibar Yisema, like we said before, shom is chekes loy shiny. Even by a tzadik gomer, it's possible that a rosh is boileya tzadik, even though it says loyuna loy ro. Why? By a shom is chekes loy. Shom is chekes loy is different. Zok de gomer. Before we had a Gemara that kaveh amokim l'tfilosoi, exactly, and your mamash have to say on his levaya, you say hey chosid eonav. It was a different member. Kol kaveh amokim l'tfilosoi, oivav noiflim tachtov. His enemies fall under him. Shenema v'samti mokim la'ami Yisrael v'netativ v'shochen tachtov. See the gewaldige mile of being kaveh mokum. And we said the other day, there's a machlokes shoinim what it means. Does it mean kaveh mokum with tfilosoi? Meaning in shul, wherever you come, it's kaveh mokum. You're coming to the same shul every day. Kaveh mokum means when you're down in your home, talk to Benny Yoina. Over there, you have to have at least a specific place, so you shouldn't be distracted. Specifically, I'm down in my stand, down by my stand, in my study, a quiet room. That's kaveh mokum. Others say, other Rishonim say, no, the Rosh, I think, says that Kaveh HaMokim B'Tfilosai means that even in the shul you have to have a Kviyas Mokim. Same place. Kol Shkein, not to go shul hopping. That's for sure not a Kviyas Mokim. And you for sure not be Kaveh HaMokim in the shul. HaKaporim, Kviyas Mokim has gewaldige brachas that a person is zeichet to. Zog the Gemara, Vom Reb Yechon, Mishum Shem Yechoy, Kol Mekam HaTfilosai, Oiv Noiv in front of, oh, Vom Reb Yechon, Mishum Shem Ben Yechoy, Gdoyla shimusha shal teure yoysim limuda. Being meshamesh a Talmud Chochem is even greater than learning from him. Shenema, like it says by Elisha in Eliyahu Hanavi. Shenema po Elisha ben Shofet ashi yotzak mayim al de Eliyahu. Oh, 1 second. Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. Ravuna Rami, ksiv la noisoi, uksiv la chaloisoi. First it says, La'noisoi, and then it says, L'chaloisoi. So what is it? What is La'noisoi means to pester us, to pain, to inflict us. And the other pasuk says, L'chaloisoi, they're not going to destroy us. So Gemara betchilu La'noisoi. Originally, the schus was, Zog Rashi. K'shenivna ha'bayis, nivna ha'manash, lo La'noisoi, da'ivim Yisrael. Originally, B'smana Mikdosh, the bracha was that they're not going to be inflicted with any pain. They're not going to be hindered even by goyim. La noisoi. Versteht sich not lechaloisoi. Even la noisoi not. Vele besoiv, zog drashi, kshechotu, after the Kurum Beis HaMikdash, nigzra aleim inui, utfilosim igina aleim in akil oloyon. So nigzar aleim, it was inui istak and nigzar. They are going to be unfortunately inflicted in the golas, like we see throughout our long golas. But lechaloisa, it's not going to be. The tefillah is going to be megan that we won't be lechaloisa. We won't be destroyed. There will always be a Klal Yisrael left. So that's the pshat in the Steve in the Rami. On the one hand, it says la noisa. You know, it says lechaloisa. It depends. La noisa was originally the bracha, the shmira, and besoif it's lechaloisa. We're protected from kiloyin, but from la noisa, unfortunately, that's the chelik of Klal Yisrael. V'om Rabbi Yechon Shum Shem Ben Yochai Ktoy leshimush al tera yosim limuda. Being mishamish of Talmud Chacham is greater even than learning from a Talmud Chacham. Shenema, it says by Eliyahu and Elisha. Shenema, poi Elisha ben Shofet ashi yotzek ma'im al-dei Eliyahu. Lomad lo nema. Ela yotzek. It says he was yotzek. Melamed shegdoy lishimusha yoyse milimudo. And the Mashor explains, because Amol, halocha l'maisa, you can learn from shimush Talmud Chacham. You mishamish Talmud Chacham, you see halocha l'maisa, maisa rav. You're able to learn even more halocha l'maisa sometimes then from learning itself. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak Lev Nachman, my time lo osi malo beknishta. Why did you not come to shul? Letzluye to daven. You didn't come to the minyan. Omer lei lo yichilna. I couldn't. Omer lei. He wasn't feeling well. He couldn't come. It was hard for him. Omer lei lechan fil amara sora velitzle. You should have gathered 10 people, come to your home and have a minyan in your home. Omer lei trichen emilsa. Too much of a tircha. That's too much of a tircha to have people come to me. Too much tircha for me, too much tircha for them. It's too much of a tircha. Fek mora velemele ma'ale shluche. At least tell your shliach the beidna the tzibura the shluche the tzibura the beidna the matzli tzibura leisi veloide. At least get a shliach to be medea you when the shul is davening, because it's a ma'ale to daven. Even if you daven be chilis at home, to daven the zman of the tefillah. Like it says in Shulchan Aruch. Zok mora veloide lemar shvil medihim. Amale my kulei hai. What's so great? You're making such a to do about davening with a minion. That's the Eiz Rotzen, the specific Eiz Rotzen to down with the Minyan B'Shosh HaTzibur. And he's saying, why are you making tzitzit to do, not just from the Minyan. The Minyan, okay, we know. But he's saying, even B'Shosh HaTzibur Mispalin, to send the Shliach to know when they're davening, that's an Eiz Rotzen. Daven, even B'Yechid is davening in his month that the Tzibur is davening. The Moshe has a tshuva over here, two tshuvas actually. The Emek Bracha has a diak, in the Rambam also, stayed in the Gemara, Trichli Milsa. He couldn't gather a minion in his home. It was a tircha, Trichli Milsa. So, fact the Emek Bracha, Raile Pomranchik, where do we find that when it comes to a mitzvah, it's too hard, you don't do it? It's a chiv to dam with a minion. It's a mitzvah. So, what's up? Trichli Milsa is a teretz. So, he says, he's Mechiach for me, and from the Rambam also, that davening b'tzibur is not a mitzvah chiyuv, it's not a mitzvah, it's yishtadl odom. Shtein shulchan aruch, yishtadl odom. You should try. It's a mailer because you're tfilas on his kabel. The halacha, I'm not passing like him. Wait till I finish what the Moshe says. Al Gaponim, he says, yishtadl, and that's the lashon of shulchan aruch, yishtadl. And he says, in the Rambam, shtei dezayin in perchas tfilah, and that's how he learns the maisa. The maisa of Moshe has a very strong truth, and he says, and he doesn't quote him, but he says very stark in the Lashon Shulchan Aruch, Yishtadl doesn't mean that it's not a chiv. Yishtadl in Siman Tzadi means that you're mechuyev to. So what does it mean, Yishtadl? She says Yishtadl means that it's such a chiv even greater than other chiyuvim. But usually by certain things like Netil Sidayim, Ad Dalad Mil, you're not mechuyev to go further out of your way, Lefonov and the Mil Achov. By Tfilah, you would think that you're mechuyev even more. Avdem state Yishtadl, that no, you don't have to go more. It's only yishtadl on yoyse midalad mil. It's only yishtadl on yoyse mil achoyrov. But avada, it's a mitzvah chiyuvis to daven, like there's all these gemaras now that talk about the mile of davening with the tzibur, and it doesn't mean to negate, of course, the din of yishtadl, that it's something that it's just a nice mile. Lemais in Shulchan Aruch, it's kepaskin that even a yochid that davens in his home should daven b'shor that should have tzibur mispalim. Now, in Poiskim, it's brought down, in Shulchan Aruch, it says this clearly, in Siman Tzadi also, that even though the halacha is when a person davens Shachris and the shul is davening to Musaf, it's called you davening B'Tzibur, because they're both davening Shemoneh Esrei. But for the din of being mechaven this man that shom mitzibim mitzpalim. You're davening shachar and they're davening musaf. That's not the kiyum din of b'shosh atzib mitzpalim. Meaning mechalak and lomdas. When you're in shul and you're davening with them b'minyan, even though you're davening different shmoneser shachar and they're davening musaf, that's called davening b'tzibur. But for the din of b'shosh atzib mitzpalim, if you're davening shachar and they're davening musaf in shul and you're yourself, that's not being mechaven this man. For that you need to do the same tefillah. That's called the ezgot for the tefillah. We'll stop over here. We'll start again. Tavches tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem.